Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Mixed Mornings and More podcast with Steph and Sean.
Now available daily.
Good morning, world.
Good morning. Happy Monday. It's May 16th, 5:30. I'm done.
And there was a little... Sean, you are more awake than I've ever seen you on a Monday morning. There was a lunar eclipse last night.
Yeah.
Did you see it? Not as excited about that. Must have been something else keeping you awake.
I was just watching the hockey. I mean, come on. It's the Calgary Flames and the Dallas Stars. They're going into overtime. You want me to multitask? No, I had to pay all my attention to the hockey. See, I knew you would probably be watching, right?
Yes, see? I did.
See? So okay. How was it?
It was great. It was actually the first lunar eclipse I've ever seen where I've like noticed what was happening. So thankfully we had chatted with John Tupper, yes, our go-to guy for things in the sky on Friday. And so I actually pulled up our podcast to hear where was the best place to look and things like that. Because I was like, what is happening with this moon? Where is it? I'm outside. I cannot find it in the sky.
And then once he said like, look southeast, were you just completely lost?
Yes, absolutely.
Bring out your compass.
Like, where are we supposed to look? But then a friend of mine texted and said, the moon is out. And I was like, okay, she at least knows that the moon is out right now at this very moment. So I went out again and I found it above my neighbor's house. And it looked like an eclipse was actually happening. It looked like those pictures. It was pink. Oh. It had the shadow on it. It was really neat.
That's cool. Did you grab some photos?
Well, you know, taking pictures of the moon, not exactly a sport I'm very good at, but yeah. I did take one and I did post it in the comments on our Facebook page underneath the reminder there's a lunar eclipse tonight. So you can go check it out. You can see
all right.
Skills.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome. So you and I went to 24 open houses over the weekend. You did 12. I did 12. I almost did 13.
Uh-oh. Just like helping someone out or what went wrong or good? I don't know.
You know what? I think it was, I'm going to blame my GPS on this.
Okay.
So I was going to 252 McKinley Crescent.
Yeah.
I was on McKinley Crescent. My GPS said, you have arrived. And I was like, thank you. So I pulled over. I saw the Coldwell Banker for sale sign in this person's yard. And yeah. I was like, this must be the place. X marks the spot.
Yeah.
When I like walked up the driveway, I discovered that the owner had left their dogs there.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, what a strange thing to do for an open house.
Yeah, that's not likely for an open house.
Yeah. So I let myself in to the gate and these dogs were like still behind another fence.
Yeah.
But they were getting a little bit angry at me for letting myself in. And I was like, even stranger that these dogs are really mad during an open house. And so I walk up to the door and I like do like, you know, you do the knock and enter at the same time.
Right? Lots of time with open houses, I just walk in.
It's an open house. That's what you do. It's
yeah.
So I just like knocked twice, tried the door. It was locked. And I was like, something, all of these signs are pointing
to. Yeah, a lot of things are adding up now.
Right.
Yeah.
So then I was like, you know what? Let's get out of here. Like, hopefully they didn't see me. But then a man did open the door.
Yeah.
And he's staring at me like, what are you doing here, girl? And I was like, I'm sorry. I think I have the wrong house. This isn't an open house, is it? And he was just like, absolutely not.
Were they selling the house at all? Do you know? Like,
there was a sign on the front lawn.
Okay, a couple things.
Yeah.
Were there a house number on the home? Or was it like off?
The GPS said you have arrived.
No, there's a lot of fail safes you can do here. You can literally just look at the house you're going to and then look at what you're supposed to be at and be like, 252? Oh, no, that says 300. Maybe I shouldn't be here.
I would like you to know that after this happened, I looked at every house number.
All right, what stop on this? Was it like one? Was it three? Was it near the end?
It was like six. So I had six halfway. More chances to make up for my mistake.
Wow.
But
incredible.
Yeah, I'm sorry to the man who I disturbed, who was clearly not happy to see me, and I will be more careful next time. However, you were selling your house, and I think some people might walk up to a house and say, this place looks nice, maybe we can ask to see it. That was me.
No words.
Well, we have a real treat this morning here in the studio. We just got to see Mick and Emily do a beautiful Ukrainian dance for us. You can check it out over on our Facebook page. We did a live video of it. Amazing. But if you want to see the real thing, something is happening on Friday night that we'll tell you a little bit about in just a sec. But Mick, Emily, how excited are you for Friday night?
We are very excited.
Very excited.
So where is it all going down? What's happening at the dance?
We have a big event at Keanu College on the main stage at 6 o'clock on Friday, May 20th. And we've got all of our dancers performing group dances, some fun family dances, exciting duets, lots of spins and twirls and fancy tricks on stage. And a portion of the proceeds will go to support Ukrainian evacuees who are moving to Fort McMurray.
Yeah, so we're chatting with Leanne this morning, who's the executive director of the Avrora Ukrainian Dance Society here in Fort McMurray. And I've seen you guys at a ton of events. You always put on a great show at the multicultural events. You're always doing beautiful dances. So this is going to be an evening to check out just a bigger showcase of what you guys get up to, right?
Yes, our dancers have been working for 2 years, and they're very excited to be back on stage. They've got lots of big smiles, lots of tricks, lots of steps that they've perfected, and they just love to be on stage and perform.
How many dancers can we expect to see out on Friday night?
We have over 40 dancers this year.
Wow, amazing.
Right on. Hey, well, thank you so much for checking in with the studio here, for doing an exclusive dance in the studio for us as well. And if you want to get a little teaser of what you can expect on Friday, definitely check out the Facebook Live. The NHL playoffs this year, Steph, are not disappointing at all.
Yeah, multiple of the games got to game 7 last week, right?
Look at you. See?
Thank you.
They are so good. Even you are up to your knowledge on everything NHL. Yeah, over the weekend, game 7s galore.
It might be because I share a room with you every morning for about 5 hours, but tell me about all the hockey you watched this weekend and all the sunshine you didn't take in.
All right. Yeah. So Saturday. Saturday, classic Leafs fashion. Absolutely choke job.
No.
Yeah, it was great. It was excellent.
Oh, Sean, you're so mean. Like, there's so many Leafs fans that were rooting for that.
But I was also rooting for Tampa Bay. So, I mean, can I not just be happy for the Lightning?
I guess.
Yeah, so the Leafs lost game 6. They lost game 7. And now they're out of the playoffs in the first round again. They haven't moved on to the second round since, like, 2004, I want to say.
Wow.
So almost 20
Poor
years.
Guys.
Yeah.
They deserve a championship.
They don't,
They deserve
though.
A round 2.
They don't.
Okay.
Like, they don't. They always like, this is our year. We're the best team ever. We're better than you. And then they lose in the first round. And then they lose in the first round. And then they lose. Okay. the Edmonton Oilers, they got her done on Saturday. They're off to the next round. They beat the Kings 2-0. That was very exciting. Connie absolutely put on a show.
Oh, Connor McDavid. I always feel like I have to clarify that because who knows who Connie is.
Connie! And then last night, the Flames got her done. The Flames got her done in overtime. They beat the Stars. It was 3-2. And it was, that's why I'm tired this morning, because the game went to like 11 o'clock last
Whoa.
Night.
Whoa. So does that mean we're getting a Battle of Alberta if the Flames and the Oilers are both in this?
Heck yeah, we are. It's starting up on Wednesday. It's going to be absolutely electric.
So 7 games, Oilers and Flames.
Well, best of 7, Oilers, Flames. So it could go 4. It could only be 4 games. It could be 7. We'll just have to wait and see. It's going to be nasty, though.
I'm excited for those 50-50s. Sean, we got to help someone out here.
Okay.
All right. So they posted in Fort McMurray Garage Sales, the group on Facebook, and they said, to the lady who was garage sailing today driving a white Tacoma, did you happen to find a vacuum in the box of your truck?
Oh my goodness.
My mother accidentally mistook your truck for mine. She says, not sure how, I drive a Ford. Just looking to get it back.
Wow. Okay, so let me get this straight. So they, mom and daughter go to garage sale.
Yeah.
Daughter goes to pay. Mom goes to put the item away. Daughter's probably just like, yeah, just in my truck. Mom spots the first white truck, puts it in there. Never sees the vacuum again.
Honestly, like, honest mistake. To me, that's how you tell vehicles apart, is by color. I totally could have done this as well. I just wonder what you would think when you arrived home and you had a vacuum surprise in your truck.
That's hilarious. Like, I didn't buy this, but I'll take it.
Yeah, would you be like, a fairy has said I should vacuum my floors more? Or, I needed one of those. Thanks for the blessing.
Yeah, that's so curious. I don't know. Like, would you go back to the garage sale if you had that in your trunk? Or would you be like, would you even know where it came from?
I think the question would be, where did it come from? Because I feel like people who garage sale don't just go to one garage sale, they go to multiple. And if you're not looking for a vacuum, do you notice which garage sale this vacuum was at to be a surprise in your truck?
And the person who has a surprise vacuum in their truck, I wonder if they didn't put anything else in the back of their truck bed and they don't even know it's in there.
Yeah, maybe they have a tonneau cover as well and it's just tucked right underneath there.
Right, because if they didn't put anything in there, they're just getting out of their truck, grabbing something from their back seat, and then going in their house. They might not even know.
Yeah, so if you drive a white Tacoma, perhaps you should open your tailgate and look in there. Maybe you have a surprise vacuum. Somebody's given it to you, but they want it back.
Yeah, let's reunite it and see if we can reunite it with the owners who bought it from the garage sale. So Tacomas, white ones specifically, 780-791-1037. Let's make it happen.
What's in your trunk?
I ventured into quite the predicament over here, Steph.
Ah, the advice train is open. What's going on?
Yeah, so last week I was asking for advice on how to ask our boss who invited me out to golf, how to cut it short, because I only wanted to do 9 and then watch playoff hockey, whereas he wanted to do 18.
Right.
So I got out of that. He was totally cool with me watching the hockey.
Okay. But Good job, Sean.
Yeah, we went out to the golf, and I was telling him beforehand, I was doing that classer, like, under promise and over deliver.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just kind of saying, like, yeah, I'm not that good. You know, I was like, I slice a lot whenever I hit my drive. I played the round of my life.
Did you?
Close to the round of my life. My drives are going straight in 300 plus, and I was just striping the ball. And like first hole, he's just like, I thought you sliced. Like, I thought you weren't like all that great. I was like, I don't know what's going on here. And so now my predicament comes here. He wants to golf some more, but I want to leave on a high note. Because that's a pretty good lasting impression, just like being an unreal golfer.
That is impressive.
But I also want to golf more.
I think you only get better if you continue to golf, Sean. I don't think you should turn down his offer to golf just so that you can leave on a high note of your fluke of a day of doing good.
Sounds like you've never golfed if you say that you just get better as you continue to go.
You don't?
Oh, golf is a funny sport over there. Like... Yeah, that's an interesting one. Yeah, so now I'm just trying to debate, like, do I just, like, leave that lasting impression of greatness in his head whenever he thinks of me? He's like, oh, Sean's the guy who can drive 310, 320 down the middle. Or do I just go out and just be like, this is the real me?
I think you have too high of expectations of what our boss thinks of you.
Okay.
How often he thinks of you, if he's thinking about your golf game versus
his.
Well,
the thing with him, he's always thinking about golf.
Yeah, he's thinking about his golf, his swing.
But then he'll be like, man, I wonder if Sean can teach me how to hit 320 like that.
Nah! I see the phone blinking. So many callers this morning. Kirsten, you're caller number 3. How many floors are in the tallest building in Fort McMurray, the River Park Glen Towers downtown?
9?
No! I'm sorry, we gotta go on to the next caller. Okay, who's next?
Curtis,
can you tell us how many floors are in the tallest building in Fort McMurray, the River Park Glen Towers? Up for grabs, a 4 pass to the Aerial Park at Vista Ridge.
20.
No, I'm sorry, Curtis. We got to go on to the next caller.
Nice try.
Thanks for calling Mix 103.7. This is Steph and Sean. Who's this? All right. Next caller is...
Hi, it's Kaylin.
Hey, Kaylin. How many floors are in the tallest building in Fort McMurray, the River Park Glen Towers downtown?
I think it's 14.
Kaylin!
You just won 4 passes to Vista Ridge Aerial Play Park. Congratulations.
Oh, no way.
And I would like you to know that you were the 3rd person to guess, and you are the 1st person to guess correctly.
Woo!
Yeah, do you think you got a couple friends or family that you can bring? Got 4 passes there.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. My fiance and I would love to, and I'm sure we could bring a couple friends along.
So awesome. Have you ever been before?
Yeah, I have, and it's pretty scary for me, but my fiance is an iron worker, so he loves that kind of stuff.
And oh, great.
If you don't find two friends, Steph and I will go with you, because I've never been.
Oh, awesome.
Just trying to weasel my way into free things over here.
Oh, my gosh. Don't listen to him.
I love it.
Hey, good morning, Melanie. What's on your mind?
I was just listening to your radio show, and I 98% believe you guys are wrong about the towers.
Oh, what about what's happening?
They actually skip number 13. There's because of superstition and whatnot. There's no 13th floor on the towers.
Okay. Because I was looking at pictures, because we were Googling this, and every Google information thing says 14, and then I was counting pictures. I'm like, I'm only counting 13 floors in a picture.
There is only 13. They skip number 13 and call it 14.
Those sneaky guys.
Because I was like, hey, I'm counting 13, but maybe I'm just really dumb, and like the internet never lies, apparently, but it does.
No, superstition overrules.
Damn it.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. Do you know of any building that's taller than 14 floors in Fort McMurray?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, so the elevator buttons have 14, but in real life, it's only 13.
Yeah, there's no number 13.
All right.
So sneaky.
We appreciate your help on this.
Yeah, no problem. You guys have a good day.
Thank you. You as well. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
See you. I have to give a huge shout out to two people who just fill me with energy, Steph.
Tell me more.
So I was at the casino on Friday. They were having their grand reopening all throughout the week and weekend. And I was on location and I was hanging out. And it was a long day for me. So like Friday, wake up early, 3:30. I went through my normal work routine. And then in the afternoon where I usually have a nap, I was then helping out with the grand reopening. So I grabbed myself an extra coffee. And that can only fuel you so much.
Were you hitting a wall, Sean?
I was a little bit. I was like doing like some like fast feet and stuff. I was trying to just like get the body moving. But then these two humans walk in, Jada and Caitlin. Thank you so much, because they were absolutely fantastic.
Tell me more about them.
Yeah, they showed up to the mix table and I was like offering them some swag. And then they just were like, we love you. We like enjoyed listening and following along. And that itself, just like a compliment, just like, like boosted me, and I just got so much energy. I was like, thank you so much for like stopping by today. Like I was kind of hitting a wall, but now I'm just ready to go for like the last 2 hours of like being on location here. And it was just absolutely fantastic.
That is wonderful. You don't think that I give you enough compliments just to us in this room, that you needed somebody else to come and boost your tires there?
I just needed some specific ones that afternoon. Like if you would have texted me and be like, hey, you're doing great. Then maybe it would have like perked me up a little bit, but it was just in that specific time moment where it was just like a long day getting long kind of thing. And then, yeah. And then it's just like, and then this is something that I'm trying to work on as well, is that whenever like something or someone, makes me happy or makes me feel joy or anything, I want to let them know, because when they let me know about like just like having fun with us on the radio, it perked me up so much. And if I can do that for someone else, then I want to.
Hey, there we go. It's Sean Compliment Day. Be like Jada and Caitlin and compliment other people. Don't compliment Sean. He's got enough.
Still compliment me, because I really liked it.
The Monday After.
What'd you get up to this weekend over there, Miss Steph?
Well, last weekend I had a bit of adventure on the Hanging Stone, and I didn't want to talk about it because I was a bit embarrassed. Had to leave my boats in the bush. Mm. It was like an absolute fail.
Mm. And so this weekend...
Oh, I am triumphant. No, I'm triumphant. I went back down there. My husband and I decided to take the entire day and go and rescue these kayaks.
Wow.
And we did. We had to empty them about 15 times because we got so much water in them.
Gross.
But, so we started over by McMurray Métis, just down in the Hanging Stone. Took us 4 hours. But when we saw Grayling Terrace and we saw some houses, I put my paddle above my head and yelled, houses! It was like we had re-entered civilization after being lost for years. Like I couldn't even handle the joy and excitement of coming back into a world where I didn't have to be in that soaking, wet, quicksand-filled boat.
Okay, you're always like, you never come kayaking. Yeah. because this.
Sean, it's not usually like that. This was a surprise that this happened.
That's what they all say. It's never like that. It's never like it.
Want more of today's show?
Download the Mixed Mornings and More podcast.
Now available every weekday.